Let us again start Steve Shizgimo and Simon Shinalef. Vayeke Hazal Vikis Shaisa Latiloi Mizibosoi Shaloi Tanefo. Hazal is wearing a kis. That the purpose of the kis is to be mindful Hoshit that the Godim should not get stained from this evil. The Chain Isha Shekesheres Beged Lakoneo Shpoitis Tuachlech Bidam Yiduso. In Poshe, this means that the begotten, she is tying the beged with the purpose of a true kinok, that the begotten should not get dirty. Asura Lotseh Boy. So she is not permitted to go out with this on Shabbat. The Meloya Isina Osri Ka'in Malbush. And let that what she is wearing is similar to a type of a skirt. You see in Rashi, it's a Malbush. Bilponel Melacharel. It is a Malbush. So then if it has a status Malbush, then this is permissible. But if it doesn't have a status Malbush, and the whole purpose of the Inyonim are to be matzel from Tinuk, to be matzel that the begotten should not get dirty, this is called Taitso. Avol im kaishaltoi kidei shalo yichav lo hadam. If it does not have a teyes malbish, but it is mechuba legufo, not to protect the begotten from not becoming stained, but it is attached legufo that she gets physical pain, physical uncomfort from the dam. And that is why she is wearing this beged to protect herself from this physical uncomfort. So then she is permitted to go out with this because that alone, that this accomplishes that she is alleviated from tav through this, gives it a status malbush. The translation of a malbush is something that protects from different types of elements. It protects from the cold. That is the tachlis of a malbush. So if she will be mitzvah from the dam al b'sorah, and this is protecting herself that she should not get this child. So this gives this beggar a tailor's malbush. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Vayeta hazot b'derech eitzo le'ish zebechil. This is derech eitzo. And they was not considered a shinoi. This is the way this kiss is carrying it out. Ba'afal pike when mitzvah b'shein malbish. This is not considered a malbish. The wasi rak v'tiloi mitinok. The whole purpose of this kiss is that the godim should not get stained. So that does not give this kiss a tailor's malbish. The whole atzule mitinok, everything that is carried in order to protect the godim from getting stained or dirty, that does not give it a tailor's malbish. Matziu, this is considered a matzi, so considered he is carries. In loishu malbish gomo, unless because atmoi, it has a tezis malbish, that has a tezis malbish, so then it is irrelevant why he's wearing it. But a mouth, one is committed to where a mouth is. But if the only reason it gets ashamed mouthish is for what it accomplishes, so accomplishing that is the government protected from being ashamed does not give it a status mouthish. Accomplishing that he should not, or he or she should not suffer physical uncomfort, that gives it a status mouthish. In Kaisha Matlis Bixiwa Shel Kaila Kidai Lakanesh by Ainov Hossa. It seems that there used to be the reasons we have on our hats, we have a small button and a string around it, and we think it's the reason it's a Torah Dume, but it really was was buttoned to something that hat flies off, I think. So it shouldn't fly off. Okay, that's why it's there. No one uses it for that purpose. Al Koponim, so Bismaneim, they had another accomplishment with this string hanging from the hat. That means if they had a string hanging from the hat, they would perhaps attach some type of a handkerchief to it. And if a person's eyes were tearing or they're running, so hanging from his hat, then he was able to wipe it to say that, which was very convenient during the week, but it doesn't give it a taste of mouthish. That means he attached to his hat something to wipe his eyes, which is not possible. Part of the hat, and so therefore, is that a mouthish thing? To the male religious author. Mouthish, milfoneo milachareho, that means if this, she is wearing something that is in front of her and back of her, kain michnasayim b'loy shulayim, even the derech malbishu muta bechol gavni uchlo kamon besif yudalit. That means, so since this surrounds her goof completely, even though the purpose is that the begodim should not get stained, but this acquires a teres malbish from the tzure. That means it's something that's encompassing her goof. Avokshila foner levad, oishihi meyacheo bilvad. But if it's only in the front or in the back, it's in the back, and she ties it with retzuis. Now here in Dirshi brings down two things. A person who has to wear diapers or pampers, so since it encompasses the goof, it covers the goof, so this gives it a teres malbish. So this is permissible. He brings down from Rabbi Nissim Karel something very interesting. Here we just learned that if a woman is wearing something that only is a beged in the front or in the back, and the purpose is the Hatzel Mikinev, that doesn't give it a Teres Beged. So he says if a woman wears an apron in the kitchen, it's only covering the front. And the whole purpose of the apron is that her clothing shouldn't get dirty. That's why she's wearing the apron. Afal Pekin, she's allowed to go outside with the apron. This has a Teres Beged. There's such a beged of an apron, which is considered a beged, even though it only covers a front of the goof, and the purpose is only that the begodim shouldn't get stained. Afal Pekin, this gets a Teres Beged. Now we had, but if the purpose of that, what she is wearing, is that she should not get pain from this, physical pain, So this is permissible. Shlo yichab, I know. Shlo yitlu al besara, the dam should not fall on her basar, v'yisyabesh aleho, and then it dries, v'nimtza metara, and she is far from this. So that gives her the Torah's begging, because this is protecting her. Lachem mutar de kiven shekavonosa bishvil tar. This is a physical uncomfort. Afilu nitzels ayideza mitin of gamkein. It accomplishes something else also, that the begotten will not get stained. But berech malbishu kishar malbushim shem asuyim lahagonas aguf omutam. So here we have that what an isha is misakin, that the dam nidish should not cause our physical uncomfort. So this is mutar. So he says, so this is Dafke Betchilas Yemei Riyos, and Dirshu brings this down when there is a large flow of dam. So this can come about that the dam al besori can cause a physical uncomfort, but besides Riyos, so where there's not too much dam, then this would be also. Now he brings down to put a pad that is attached to the underpants, there even the sole purpose of the pad is only latsuli mitinuf. Avalikain, since the underpants are a beged, and this is stuck to the underpants, I mean there's an adhesive that when they put on the underpants, they're stuck to the underpants, so they become bottled to the underpants. So therefore, this is permissible. It's not, even though it's latsuli mitinus, but the shame beged it receives is because it's bottled to the underpants, and the underpants are zicha a beged. He brings here a very interesting shaila for a woman who's starting the Shivas Nekiyim, and she needs a moich dochuk in her. Is she permitted to go outside with this moich dochuk? Now, the purpose of the moich dochuk is a halachic purpose. That means it's not anything for tzar haguf. It's halachically, we have to become, we need this birur that was nifsik or hadam, and now she can start counting the shivas nakiyim. So this is only put there for halachic purposes. So he brings down a very, very interesting machlekes. Most poskim hold that this is also for her to go out with this meichtochach in herself. The Minchas Yitzchak holds it's an iso d'oraisa. The Moshe holds perhaps it is mutar, but one should be machmer. And he brings the Shevet Halevi. Shmuel Bozna also holds that to go out into a Karmelis and to Shusarab, one should be Machmer. Nibin Smarbel Yashiv also. So they all held, others held was Anisa de Reise, and others held, but they all held that this was also. He brings down a Meirdike Kule from Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, if it would be also, it's the previous poskim should have the world bound this halacha that it's also. And so he, it's very interesting. He holds that since this is the derech of a isha k'sheira, this is noifen ta'arosa, it's considered ke'echod mi'bigdeha, a very interesting concept. He brings down this is just like a watch, which a watch is also difficult to understand. Even though the purpose of the watch is to tell time, our wristwatch, he says, he brings down Mekilim on this. But this is, since this is a part of daily life, so it becomes Ke'echad Mi'Bigbel, so he's the only one that is Mekil in this. One more halacha, a catheter, to go out and with a catheter, which is a tube that is shoyim the meraglayim, and then it goes into a sack. So, Reb Shlomo Zalman, Reb Nissim Karelitz, holds that it's mutter. This is zicha matziloi mitzar, an infection. So this is mutter. The only being down for Shlomo Zalman lechatchila, that means the sack fills up with meraglayim. So before one goes out in the street, one should empty the sack, and when he goes back, he should again empty it. But when it's dripping on the way, that he doesn't have to worry about it. So this, it seems, they are mekel. And Rav Shmuel Rosner holds al kaponim, it says, no, reshus harabim v'raise, it's b'mokim cheli v'tzar v'kovad abriyis, one can be mekel. So that's these, that's with the catheter. Now let's go further. Sif yudalit, dovo shuhu derech malbish. Something which is a derech malbush, afilu im einay loivshay, ella mishum atzulei tinuth. Even though the reason he is wearing this is to prevent something from getting dirty or stained, Mutter lotzeis boi b'Shabbos. One is permitted to go out with the Shabbos, since this is a malbish. So it is irrelevant why he is wearing the malbish. That means atzulei tinus is not a heta. Atzulei tinus, that means there's no heta whatsoever. I'm wearing this that something should not get dirty or drenched, or that is not a matter. So we have to look at the garment mitzad atzmai. The garment mitzad atzmai is a malbish, so then it is irrelevant why it is being worn. And it's, one is permitted to wear this on Shabbos. We mentioned, I think, a few days ago, that one is permitted to put on 20 coats and take them out. It can be in the middle of July, and in order that he shouldn't get burnt. And the reason is, he's not wearing it for warmth. He's wearing it that they should not get burnt. But since it's derech malbish, this does not fall into the category of carrying. It is called wearing. And if you wear something, so it is irrelevant why you are wearing it. Tefillin, we learned also, is derech malbish. There was very difficult to understand, even tefillin labas, Shabbos labas mantel, but it's called derech malbish, and this is permissible. Yeah. Ago v'lochein, therefore, muta lilboish beged mipnei hagshamim. One is permitted to put on another beged over the begodim he is wearing because it is raining. So he doesn't want the under garments to get wet. Aikoiva al reishay, to put another hat al Rishay. Avalosa Leisha Litain Beged al Tsiiso, Bidneak Shamim Dainze Berech Malbush. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. In Einoi Loivshai, Ratzaloima, Shaloivshai Milamaila Al Begodov, he's wearing this over the Begodim he's already wearing. Kidei Shaloyakamful, and the sole reason he's wearing it is they should not get wet. Havotikain Mutter. Umashe siyamachakach beged midnei akshomim oikoiva alisha. So what is he moisif over here? What does he want to add on? Hainu gamkein afilu shom moisif beged milamailo lebegodov rat midnei akshomim. The only reason he is wearing it is because of the rain. And if it wouldn't be raining, he would never wear such a beged. That means kigainshu beged of the gas moid kisak. That means the etzem beged is a very, it's a rough beged, it's a thick beged, which normal people do not wear it. And he is putting it on to protect the garments underneath, they should not get wet. V'chein toivain is shaloivesh milamayla koiva gedoyla al koivoi. He's putting a larger hat over a smaller hat, basically a panic. Af al pikein shori kimishu derech malbush. This is derech malbush. We'll come back to this, but let's finish the sieve. But an isha is not permitted to put a beged al tzi'ifa. Tzi'ifa l'cha means she had a kerchief and she's putting a beged over this. Hainu im einu in derech malbish. It is not derech malbish. Rak shemunach al roisha levad. It's laying over her head. It's a small piece of material that's laying over her kerchief. So this is not derech malbush. The purpose she put this over her kerchief is that the kerchief shouldn't get wet. So this is not called a malbush. Avol im mis'atefes boy. But if this what she's putting over, this what she is putting over her kerchief, she's also covering herself with it. Gam ktsas migufo, not only her head, but part of the guf, maybe part of the neck. Harei ze derech malbish. So then this will, so if she's covering part of the Hareza Derech Malbish Bishori Ab Shohu Latzulei Tinov Moshe Kosov Leel Bafilu Hu Beged Garua Kisak Vlokama Mesiv Chav Aleph Bishori Ab La Shira is even a woman who normally would not wear such material even the Lanias Chosei Choshim Gam La Shira is Malbish Be'ein Zeh. Because this is not derech malbish, and so that's why this is also the purpose. This is called carrying, not wearing. It's not derech malbish. V'im kavonoso shleitaru oiso hagshamim. If the kavone is that, that it's raining and the rain is going through her kerchief, and so she's putting this over that she shouldn't get wet. Shai b'cholinian av shemela nitzel asaydei zemitin of begadel rovat shetikshiren yofe. That means if this is put on for that purpose also, that she shouldn't get wet, so that gives it a teres malbish. That means it's protecting her. Malbish, Balkan also leish lechaseis akiva bepatshayla. Shayla is a type of a handkerchief. He shouldn't cover his hat with a handkerchief, with again, which is not, doesn't have a teres malbish, and the purpose is just to protect the hat. Now let us just speak about a few halachas. But before we'll mention the halachas, Rav Yehoshua says, I saw brought down from Agoin Rabbi Yashiv Shlita, I'd like to say over a maisa which I witnessed. He remember she speaks about this maisa, a similar maisa. Once he had the privilege that the Abrezin of Yerushalayim, who was then Hagoyin Rav David Greis, visited Munsi. And he stayed by my brother-in-law, Rav Moshe Waldman, Zecheinu Levroche. He was here for Shabbos. And he was supposed to speak in Beis Medrash Elyon. And it was like from where my brother-in-law lived to Beis Medrash Elyon, it was perhaps a 7-minute walk. And it was pouring, Mamish, and he had his shraimo and his neckerchief, and it was pouring. So he took a large bath towel, and he covered his shraimo and the neckerchief with the bath towel, and he went like this. And that's how he came to Beis Medrash Elyon. And so I learned from that that's mutter. The Rabbi Yashiv brings that down also. This is called Berech Malvish. We had it's Misatev Achelik of the Guf. Here, Mamish, she was Mamish Misatev the Guf. And Agavosi, he says, this is God at night. He says, but by day there's no problem of tzitzis. I mean, he's wearing because he was someone else's towel. But Al Kaponim, he says, there's no problem because this is not a Megan. But it's not a beggar, it has a different purpose in Gamson. If I'm wearing it there, Malbish in Hilchis Aitzor, it's called wearing, not carrying. That's in Hilchis Shabbos, but in Hilchis Tzitzis, so that's one thing. So that's the sin. If a person is misatav, this is permissible. Now, they speak about a few in your name. A plastic raincoat, it seems. Well, the pashtus, a plastic raincoat is derech malbish. So even though the purpose is that, to protect the clothing from rain, seems there are mekilim on this. A plastic rain hat, there are chilukei beis. There are machmirim and some makilim. The machmirim, the chazanish was machmer, the menchus yitzchak was machmer. He said, the chazanish, I think, said that a plastic rain hat is a cover for the hat, not for the person. It's made to protect the hat. That's what it is. And so it doesn't get a teres malbish for the person. And therefore, he held this is also. And Ramesha also held a plastic rain hat is also. So we have the Chazenish, the Menchus Yitzchak. The Menchus Yitzchak says, well, they say he's wearing it, that it is, the hat shouldn't get drenched and he shouldn't get wet. So he said, he heard this svara, but he has a very good kasha on this svara. He says, you see, during the week, a person has a new hat, he puts on the plastic rain hat. When he has an old hat, a junky hat, he doesn't put on the rain hat. He said, what happened with being gays? So my says that is not true. To see it to occur, you have to know it's really the hat that's bothering him, not the... The plastic bags in Shabbos is Icharos, so that's no Shaila. That could be. That could be if it's misatif the goof, if it is, I don't know, a Paris Malbush. He is Michael. Shloim is Alman Obach is Michael. Since it's the plastic rain hats are made, Kimidas Akoive, it's made, it fits. And God, the Eich Shabbos brings down the two types of rain hats. There are others that mamish fit. It looks menschlich, like it means it fits. It has the form of the hat and goes out for the brim. And so that, but there's some types of plastic rain hats that you get in the hat store that looks more like a shower cap. That means it goes over the hat and there's fits over the hat, and but it's not formed. So it could be.
Yes.
That the Shlomo Zalman was also not Michael. Then they have another Shaila. The Shaila is, what is he going to do when it stops raining? If there's a chash, they may come and take it off, so they look like a fool. And the walking that the Dumeim Haichala, this could be, is we have this problem. So if it looks, the Shlomo Zalman says, if it looks menschlich, so it could be. And then he wants like a whole container, she said, I'm the more than a Carmelist. So then the same thing, they speak about women who wear these plastic rain covers. So this is mamish covering the goof also. That means the mamish covers the neck and the part of the face. So we have this might also, but then again, they have this problem. What's going to happen when it stops raining? And if we have this gzeira of Dilma Machaychala, they speak about this problem.
What about the people, like, in the Chatzitz Shabbat, for the woman to wear, like, the little hat over the shekel?
No, my hat over the shekel is...
No, they're like, that's it, but the fact... It's not like it's coming the head, though. It comes like a, it's a small tendon or whatever. It's not.
This is on the one that's not raining. This is, I mean, this is, right?
In the week also.
Yeah, in the week also. This is,
And you know, something like that's telling me.
That's the Malbish, some of that's how they wear. They don't want the. In that school is also a leifen of tznius that they don't want to be samech on a shetel completely, only part of the hair of the shetel should be shown. So it could be that is... But the hood is no shayla. The hood is not good. The hood is part of the... The hood lemaisa covers the neck. The hood is the face. And the hood on a raincoat is part of the raincoat. That's a chilek of the raincoat. But now it's attached. L'chayla, a hood, I don't think is... I think here he doesn't bring it down, but I think they said a hood is... A hood is part of the, that's part of the baggage. Just like pockets. Yeah, pockets, which are, I'm going out in the way I had only the pockets, but the pockets are, the tachsise a baggage, that's from the conveniences that the baggage has. It has pockets also. Agavulcha, others bring down the shayla. I think the Rishabis brings down the shayla, but a parking which is normally used, and you buy a new suit, so you should make sure that they should open up as their own together. It could be this, there is a shayla of carrying. That means the pocket has a cheshivas. So if the pocket is usable, so that's mitachsisei habeged. That means the baggage comes with pockets, and now I don't need it. The Rambam says a person can go out with a talus with tzitzis at night. Even though we go out with the talus kotna night, a fellow we will say laila loves man tzitzis, but that's part of the baggage. That means the baggage needs it. Now it doesn't need tzitzis. It's night, but it's part of the beggar, because see, say a beggar by day, the beggar needs it. So, my mail is considered part of the beggar. So, the pocket, so hood is also part of the beggar. The beggar comes with these conveniences. So, others say, take a pocket which is normally used. And now it's then this is a shayla of carrying.
What is it, a hole in the pocket? It's really not usable. In fact, if it's used up, and then you have the flaps of the pocket, and it's a walking, it's not the full circle of the pocket.
Well, the flaps of the pocket, but the pocket is open.
If you have a pocket, and then sometimes after it gets worn out, then there's a tear.
A tear in the pocket.
And that's not necessarily useful pocket.
And that is for what? Maybe for money, not for handkerchief.
Sometimes it gets so thin, whatever you put in, it'll fall through.
Oh,
no. Sometimes I have done like an old jacket. But with the jacket, I've done that from my travel jacket. But the pocket that they fold, whatever you put, a mini sitter in there, it'll fall through. Right, but then with that TV,
that could be the problem.
Right.
Yes, it could be, if it doesn't have an exeshivis, so then it becomes bottled to the bag. If you have no intent of fixing it and there's no exeshivis, then could be it becomes bottled to the bag. It doesn't bother you, and it's if it does have a cheshivas, you want to fix it, but now it's not usable, then that's problematic. That is, and all these things that have cheshivas and are at the present time not usable, so that's considered you're carrying. So then it will be done each case present. Let us go a little further. Ein hakiteya yosei bekav shalai. That means that kiteya is a person whose foot was cut by the knee. It's amputated, and he had a kav which was like an imitation foot. The hainu shoise kimin defus shel regel. It has a form of a foot. V'choikig boi ma'at, and he puts an indentation, losim roish shoikai b'soichai, that the roish of the shoik fits into this calf. V'einoi oisezeh lahalach boi, he cannot walk with it, it's only there, he can't walk with it. Shal kaponim sochu lemakloi, he needs to walk, he needs a cane of some sort. Elok avonosoi, the sole purpose he is using this kidei shala yeroa chasar regel, people should not see that he's missing the foot. On the chay regel, he's limping, maybe. Is kiven dein seirich hiluchay also. So let us see in the Mishnah Berurah why this is also. So the Mishnah Berurah says, that means, kiven be'enoi hainu, since he is not using it, and it is only there for, it should look like he has a foot. It seems we're speaking about this calf was not properly attached to the rest of the regel. So the metal seems it was a flimsy attachment, and he's not using it at all. The whole thing is that he should look like he has a regel. So here they were afraid, Dilma Mishal, maybe it might fall off, and we'll have problems connecting it again. And Lacheira, if we have an artificial ring that is properly attached, so Lacheira, this chash is not applicable. Yeah, but al-Kaponim, it seems... That alone is also, could be, that is, that kuf is also a shimush. It seems this is a shimush. If we wouldn't be afraid, if we would not be afraid that it would fall off, it seems it would be mutter. So this alone is called a shimush. That it shouldn't, people should not see that he doesn't have a foot. He's limping, but... So that alone would be considered becomes bottle to the goof. It's not worse than a tachshit. It becomes bottle to the goof. It's, he looks better with it. Now, the problem is that it might fall off. Let's just start the next seat a little bit. Kiteya sheni yochel leilech klal al shaykel. He can't walk at all. Al yoishev al kisei. He sits mistama on a kisei. Some he strapped to the kisei. Of shenekar mimkoymin, he pushes himself. Maybe there's wheels on this kisei. Of shenekar mimkoymoy, and when he wants to move, nismach al yodov v'al shaykov. So he presses down on his hands, and that's how he moves. Vinitraf Lefonov. Voice smuchoi shall oiroi eight. And he puts some types of coverings on, made out of, his feet are hanging from this kisei, they're hanging over the kisei. Laroshe shaitov oiraglov hatluyim, they're hanging over. Lushenishan Al Yodov, and when he wants to move, he presses down on his hands. Vo'iker atzmoi, and that's how he pushes himself. Nisha gam al ragol ktas. In the Yetzi Bembe Shabbos. So here we are speaking about the smuchas which are on raglov hatluyim. The aidi de kluyim, that means they're just hanging over this kisei, v'loi manchi a'ara, is zimnim de mishtalfi. So memela, again, they might fall off. They, again, they were not, there was no real use with them, and there was a chance they might fall off. Avo be kisei, it's Absol Maktanim Shabiyodo Mutalot says, this is how he goes, so this is permissible. So let us just see Sivkot Nun Zayim. This Absolim Haktanim Shabiyodo, Hainu Shenishan Aleyem, he leans on them, Be'esha Nitchat Lefonov. That means the only way he could move is only to pushing down. So he has to hold these absolim to be able to push down like this. Some of his hands will get all cut up. So he's holding absolim in his hand, and this is how he's able to move from place to place. So this is similar to a higa with a makel, but also he's holding the makel with his hands. But since he cannot go without it, so it is considered like regular day.